Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 18, 2021. Correction beyond the land of Israel. And he, Joshua, said to them, saying, Return with much wealth to your dwellings, and with very much cattle, with silver, and with gold, and with copper, and with iron, and with very many garments. Divide the spoil of your enemies with your brothers. The Prophets. The Book of Joshua, 22:8. Joshua thanks for the devotion of the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half of the tribe of Manasseh, who returned to the land Bashan. Spoil means that the corrected qualities they have acquired in the land of Israel must be expanded to the qualities that they will discover on the other side of the Jordan River. They have the opportunity to live anywhere in the world, meaning in the desire, not in the country or on earth. These 2.5 tribes are special in their structure and correction capabilities. Practically they have the same desires for correction and attainment of the Creator, only they have an additional burden, they continue to work with the egoistic desires from the land of Israel. They corrected them within themselves with the help of others, together with the whole nation, and now they are going to correct them in new conditions. And the new conditions are, in general, uncomfortable. And they should be such in order to prepare the people of Israel to someday transition the actions of correction to the correct the whole world. Question. So it is no wonder these 2.5 tribes had to be the first to assimilate in the world? Answer. Yes. They had a special mission. They immediately asked for this allotment, and Joshua told them, Please, you feel that this is yours. Then you shall receive this allotment but only after the nation conquers all of Israel. That is, they take what has already been integrated in Israel and transfer it to work outside of Israel. Here we see a very interesting phenomenon, the work of correcting desires inside the land of Israel, meaning inside the part of the soul of Israel, and outside of it, is different. Question. What do the characteristics of the spoil mean? Cattle, silver, gold, copper, iron, clothes. The corporeal meaning is clear, but what is the spiritual meaning? Answer, we are talking about various desires that need to be corrected and brought to the point where they belong to someone who is able to use them only for bestowal. This is why all desires manifest themselves. Otherwise, what would be the point of conquering anything? What kind of robbers are those who came out of Egypt and went to plunder the land where people lived peacefully, quietly and happily? This is the turning over of our desires. From CapTV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 23, 2021. The Four Attributes of Upper Governance, Part 11. Getting Closer to the Creator. Question. How can we compare the concealment of the Creator and the action of the light that reforms? Answer, the Creator conceals Himself on purpose so that we summon the light that will return us to Him, reveal Him, yet not so that we will feel good about it, but so that we know how to behave correctly. In principle, all our actions in relation to the Creator are aimed at that, meaning, at how to get closer to the Creator, not to demand Him, but demand to be in equivalence with Him. There is a great difference. We are getting closer because of our common work. The Creator helps me by creating concealment, and I want to get closer to Him, yet I do not ask for His revelation but only for the opportunity to correctly relate to others. So, I demand an answer regarding the categories of mercy, truth, justice, and peace. As a result, if I obtain the correct forces to them, I get closer to Him and create such a unified, spherical connection between me and everyone else, which is gradually filled by the Creator. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 28, 2019. Obligation to complete the correction. A person has no right to leave a correction without completing it totally. All those remaining desires that could not be corrected in the previous generation for some reason come to light in the last generation, and we are obliged to correct them. Where are Joshua, Moses? Where are all the great leaders, Rabash, Baal HaSulam, the Uri and thousands more? They are not here. But everything is arranged exactly in such a way that the Messiah comes in a generation in which either all are the great ones or all are the lowest ones. We fit the second definition, as it is said, the face of a generation is like the muzzle of a dog. But since we have come to this, since they are pushing us to this, then we will do it. I have no doubt about that. Comment: it's easier for you, you grabbed hold of it and that's it, you went ahead. My response: no, you are wrong. First, I cannot show anyone to what extent I myself am nobody and nothing. On the contrary, I must demonstrate confidence, understanding, and openness. If Moses, Joshua, all the prophets, and all the great Kabbalists behaved in this way in their states, then what is there to say about us? We need to do what we are given. And it doesn't matter that maybe you're not good at it. Be that as it may, you need to go forward. I tried, and this is what I did. We need to try to do better, and how it works out, let it be as it may. Everything is in the hands of the Creator. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 30th, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora, Dating and Relationships. What are the keys to a successful relationship? The key to a successful relationship is in the willingness to concede. Upon mutual concessions, partners have the ability to grow their love for each other. One who concedes in a relationship gains peace, connection, tranquility and love. It leads to positive connection and one that is not based on pride and domination. My teacher, Rabash, once used to say that a family can exist only out of mutual concessions. We need to love, to treat each other amiably, concede to each other, and by doing so we gain a sensation that we call love. Concession depends solely on you. There is no need to pressure the other. If you exercise concession, then you will see what a powerful weapon it is, and through your examples to concede, you will simply win over your partner. Based on a talk with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Kabbalistic haiku: one needs to fly away from this body. Question: could you please explain a couple of your unfinished Kabbalistic haiku? What thought did you put into them? Constantly waiting, holding my breath, here it comes. What is this it? Answer: it is different for everyone. Let's say inspiration. Inspiration to rise to the level of a muse. In order to fill up with fresh air. And from the you are already able to embody some of the rudiments of thoughts and feelings that would open up more and become more tangible, with the ability to express them, put them into words, and clothe them in something. Question: do you mean that when you write or speak, you need this living air to be filling you? Answer: what would I write otherwise? Question: is there no point otherwise? Answer: it is not that there is no point, it is impossible. Question: what is the living air that makes you write and gives you the ability to write? Answer: if I feel an inner pressure within myself, then I write. Today I cannot write, already for several years I cannot write. No one needs it. What is the point? When everything is already clear, what needs to be done, but people are downhearted? Question: you cannot write, but you can speak. I see it in the way you speak and the way people react. People hear more and more of what you say. Maybe one quality has turned into another? Answer: we live in a time when, of course, people are changing involuntarily. I am sure that we are now at a stage where, maybe, in another year or two, they will feel that they have to fly out of themselves, that it is impossible to keep within themselves like this anymore. Question: a bird in a cage? Answer: yes. They will feel the need to fly somewhere out of this body, out of this limitation, out of all this. Question: when you say fly out of the body, what does it mean? Answer: it means that I want to live with other goals, other symbols, ones that are not limited. Our egoism suffocates us. We do not understand this, but it suffocates us. We just have to break away from it completely. But this is not possible. This is not possible in the usual ways. But if we really want to, then we will blow up whatever is holding us back, these forces, and break out of them. We will break out. I am sure that this will happen. However, not through our own efforts, but with the upper force of nature, which we will be able to summon after all so that it would break our limits and pull us out. This is like birth, the way a newborn comes out of its mother. After all, this is practically an animalistic action, and she pushes him out because life can no longer remain inside her, it must already be free and exist outside. I hope that we will get through it all. These are labor pains. This is what we are waiting for, and we do not have them in ourselves. We are waiting for when they will come, appear, and begin to squeeze us out of this world into a new world. Comment: you really are a poet. And a romantic. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Lateman, August 5, 2021. What stands in our way from feeling the soul? Question: how is data transferred from one reincarnation to another? Answer: it is simple. Our body, which seemingly exists, accompanies us in this world. When it dies, it seems to us that nothing is left, but it is actually then that we begin to feel that our life is in our soul. Our body conceals and blocks the soul and doesn't let us feel it. The ego seems to constantly pull us aside and throw us to a certain place, which is the reason we don't feel the soul inside us. From CabTV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, August 18, 2019. Unified Social System. In the article The Last Generation, Baal-ha-Sulam writes about a future world in which there will be no states, only one social system. You can call it communist from the word commune, social equality. There will be no equalization, pressure, or artificially imposed relationships with each other. People will simply understand and feel everything because the upper world will be revealed to them. With the help of Kabbalah, they will discover it for themselves and see that if they live in good relations, it will be good for them too. For example, I cannot hurt myself by jumping from a height of 5 meters or sticking my hand into a fire because I can see clearly the damage I would be doing to myself. Similarly, if the global system of our interconnection is revealed to us, then of course I will not harm other people because I will see how it comes right back to me. I just need to see the system of our complete internal communication, and then in no case will I wish harm to someone or strive to gain a better fortune at the expense of others, because by doing this I will hurt myself much more than I think I will gain. This is how the system of our relationship works, only it is not visible to us. We need to reveal it. The science of Kabbalah allows us to do this. Then we will not need any teachings, philosophies, political sciences, formations, no abstruse stuff. We just need to reveal the system of connection between us, that exists in nature. That is when we will act correctly among ourselves, like good kids. From CabTV's Close Up. Why does a spark of good prevent you from winning? In the news, City in Focus. In December of 2012, Spanish athlete Ivan Fernandez Anaya was competing in a cross-country race in Spain. He was running second, some distance behind race leader Abel Mutai, bronze medalist in the 3,000-meter steeplechase at the London Olympics. Close to the finish line, Ivan saw Abel certain to be the winner of the race pull up about 10 meters before the finish line. He had become confused by the signage and stopped, thinking he had already completed the race. Ivan was right behind him and, realizing what was happening, started shouting at the Kenyan to continue running, but Abel didn't understand Spanish. Realizing what was taking place, Ivan approached Abel and gently pushed him forward to victory. When a journalist asked Ivan, "Why did you do that?" he replied, "My dream is that someday we can have a kind of community life where we push and help each other to win." The journalist insisted, "But why did you let the Kenyan win?" Ivan responded, "I didn't let him win, he was going to win. The race was his." The journalist again said, "But you could have won." Ivan looked at him and replied, "But what would be the merit of my victory? What would be the honor in that medal? What would my mother think of that?" The world has made Ivan a hero, pointing to him as an icon of sportsmanship. Answer: this is some answer. That is, his mother apparently is a mother who would shame him for not doing this. This is upbringing. Question: the shame that someone feels, is it good? Answer: it means a lot, of course. Moreover, it involves his mom. Comment: this was almost the main factor for him, apparently. My response: yes. If the Olympic athlete says so, it is great. Question: why don't we live like this? So, I read this, and I immediately have such a warm feeling. Answer: of course. This man showed the real man within. Comment: this is sport. My response: yes, undoubtedly. Not what we have today, dope, cheating, anything to win. Question: so, do you think that a huge degradation has happened since 2012? Answer: it happened, of course. But still, you see, there are people who cannot go for it. Question: why does a person not adjust himself to live like this? Why doesn't humanity come to this? Answer: a person should still receive satisfaction even from this. We are not talking about him going by faith above reason, about bestowing against his nature, and so on. But within his nature, through education, he can make it so that he cannot steal, he cannot betray, he cannot do something that is against people, against others. Education means a lot. Question: do you think that education can achieve this? Answer: not in the form that we talk about in Kabbalah, but it is possible. At least universal human values can be achieved by education. Question: from the point of view of Kabbalah, does this spark of goodness and bestowal exist in a person? Is it the raw not? Answer: every person has it. Everyone. Absolutely. It all depends only on the style of upbringing and the intensity of upbringing, the ability to educate, etc., so that it would be possible to instill bestowal above reception in a person, so that he could even give his life for the life of another. These are not spiritual qualities yet, but this is something that would, of course, be incomparably better, some indicators in human society in comparison with what we have today. Today everything is directed only at me, someone beloved, dear, and unique. By all means question: and what does education lead to in Kabbalah? For this spark to turn to fire? Answer: in Kabbalah, this is very specific. That is, it is necessary to convince a person that it is impossible to live differently because everything is programmed by nature. And after that, to explain to him where to get this supernatural force of nature, which must replace his egoism. Comment: that is, instead of living for yourself, live for others. You can find it only outside yourself. You will not find it in yourself. My response: you cannot find it. And education will not help here. Education works at human level, but this is above human. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 5, 2021. Me, the group, the creator. Question: does asking of the creator mean asking of the friends? Answer: no. Asking the creator and asking the friends is not the same thing. The creator is not a friend. We say, me, the group, the creator, which means that I must connect these three parameters and try to see that they are interdependent. Imagine that just how you establish relationships with the friends, you also establish a relationship with the Creator. You need the force of bestowal in order to establish the right relations with the friends, and I ask the Creator for this force. First, I must connect to the Creator, but I do not have the power to do it, and so I turn to the Creator, 1, in order to receive the power to connect, 2, from Him. It makes no difference how I turn to the Creator, but I need this force in order to connect to the friends, because without it, I will not be able to establish any connection with them. I am an individualist and I do not want any connection with anyone. People who reach the wisdom of Kabbalah are absolute individualists. My request from the Creator is to receive the power to unite with the group, 3, from Him. With this power I turn to the group, receive its influence, and thus find the Creator. This is how it works, green line in the drawing. First I use the Creator in order to have the power to connect, and then I already discover it as the Creator. From Cab TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, February 13, 2019.